Spirit Morning's Heartland Tour, Pius X High School.
I'm Jen Brown along with Damian Montez, and we get a chance to talk now with Courtney Johnson. She's the Foundation Director. Foundation Activities. Courtney, how long have you been here, and what does Foundation Director mean?
Yeah, so thanks for having us. I've been here, this is my fifth year. I'm finishing up, so just about to start my sixth year. And so Pius, we're a little unique. We actually have our separate 501c3, the foundation. So we have the Pius 10th High School and the Pius 10th Foundation. Basically what we do is raise all the money for the school. So manage our endowment, which is just shy of $20 million now. And then we're raising our annual fund money, hosting a lot of our events, putting on all of our communications that come out of the school, come from our office.
What's your big annual event every year? What's it called? It
has Bolt.
Bolt, that's
yes,
right. Yes,
Bolt. We're gearing up for Bolt right now. That's on April 30th. So it's the 65th year of the school, which, if you know, for anniversary gifts is sapphires. So we're doing 65 years of Pius X High School, sapphires and stars. So
nice.
Is our theme.
Are you giving giving away a sapphire ring by chance?
You know, that's a great auction item. We'll have to take that to the committee.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So that's always really busy. Big event, usually 600 or so people come. And we're excited because it'll be kind of our first year back to normal.
Yeah.
So
in
with
person.
COVID, it was kind of, first year was virtual, and last year was kind of a hybrid event, and it was just a lot of extra work to stream and do all of that stuff.
Right. So it'll be nice to see people and fill a room. We had our event, and it was just so great. Happy faces, and just, we had about 900 people in a room, and just people were just so elated to see each other.
Oh, yeah.
Which is spirit celebration.
Yeah.
And I think people are happier when they're when they can get together as a community. We're seeing it at Fish Fries every Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
absolutely.
You'll see that with the Bolt.
Yes.
You know, people will be happy, and the happier they are,
the more money they spend.
Yes, we
love it. They're always so generous. Yeah.
What are some of the unique programs that you want to share with us here, Courtney, at Pius X?
Yeah, I mean, some of the unique things that we really try to make sure that we tell the story that any student who wants a Catholic education can come to Pius. You know, we don't want finances to ever be something that will hinder someone from choosing Pius. Last year, between the Good Shepherd Scholarship and our office, we were able to award over $560,000 in scholarship funds. And it's just something our office is really honed on working towards, is making sure that we continue to grow our scholarship funds, we continue to make sure that we are financially supporting the school in the ways we need to support it. Right now we're looking at, I'm sure Tom mentioned, future capital campaigns, so we're just kind of getting our ducks in a row right now. We haven't had a campaign since 2005, so we really are primed for one.
Whoa, are you a grad? Are you a grad from here?
I'm not. I'm actually from South Dakota.
Oh,
so.
Do you have kids that go to Catholic school?
So I have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old,
nice.
And so it's really fun. Ours is starting pre-K at North American Martyrs next year.
What drew you to do this type of work?
Yeah, so I was really involved in college with Focus, and I prayed about being a missionary, and I just felt like that wasn't the path God was calling me down. I was like, you know, I feel like God's calling me to serve the church in the future, but in more of a business capacity. And so at the time, I was working in international education and living in Austin, Texas, and my brother and sister-in-law were in Omaha, and so I had kind of Nebraska as my region. And I was like, I really like Nebraska. You know, this is a great state. Feels a lot like home. And I came back and was working for the university getting my MBA. And I finished up my MBA, and I was just kind of looking through bulletins, you know, for new jobs. And I saw this position, and I was like, I think that would be really a good fit, you know? And I've always had this desire to serve the church and to be in a place with like-minded people.
Yes.
And get to work with just incredible colleagues. And ironically,
and you're checking all the boxes here, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Ironically, one of my best friends in Austin was an alum of Pius. So it kind of came full circle, and I met her down in Texas, and she told me all about the job and was like, you should apply. I think you'd be great. So
That's such a cool story.
I love that.
And Spirit led you here.
And it's close to your home base. It's close to where you were born, so you're not too far
from
maybe family.
And it's really beautiful that the opportunity to be able to build this now for my kids. You know, like,
yes,
that's really motivating. It's like,
right,
I get to be a part of something that
foundation,
my
yeah,
kids will get to experience. And so
I love
yeah,
that. That is really cool. Courtney Johnson is the foundation director, and she's telling us about foundation activities, some of the unique programs. Of course, Bolt is coming up again. April 30th will be Bolt, and you'll have a chance to take part in the 65th anniversary of the school. That is some powerful stuff. 65 years the school has been going strong and doing such great work. We got to see the timeline of Pius X High School and some of the projected improvements. And we saw the chapel as one of those projected improvements. And chapel was such a beautiful place. I spent time in there this morning. So I'm really happy to see that that's one of the things that you get to focus on.
Yeah, we're so blessed that we have that here in our school. I think one thing that makes Pius so unique is just the fostering of vocations. You know, we're really focused on how can we form whole people, you know, and making sure that they're introduced to not only encountering Christ here in our school, but then what does that look like when they leave? And we're really proud that we've had, you know, over 58 priests and religious come as alumni from our school. And we currently have 21 of our alumni in formation right now. And that's one thing that's really special, I think, about our Catholic schools in general is you might be in Binkelman, Nebraska, or you might be somewhere in these rural communities, and it's you'll have a Pius alumni as your priest or something, where these priests are being formed in our Catholic schools, and that's really special.
That is special. Courtney, thanks for all the information, and keep up the good work as the foundation director.
Thank you so much.
I love that idea. Like, she has a three-year-old and a one-year-old, and she's building the foundation for her own children. I mean, what a beautiful thing. You wanted to give back to the church, and you're doing that in such a powerful, special way. And we need, Tom, you know this, we need young people. We need people Courtney's age to do these types of jobs, to take up the mantle of to want to do these jobs and to keep the 65-year thing going on, because it, you know, we're getting tired.
Yeah. Yeah, new evangelization. We got to step
do.
In.
We do. We have to do. So it's wonderful to have people that understand that did focus, and mm-hmm, wonderful to have people on board that were involved in Newman Centers and then getting jobs within the school, within the Catholic school
yeah,
system. So you're just you're a great example of what the Newman Centers can do, and what Focus can do, and what Things can do, and then move into, when you move into another part of your life, married life, and having children, and then working for a Catholic school. I mean, it's just a beautiful, this symbiotic relationship of the Catholic Church. So
yeah,
God bless you. I'm
Thank
really
you
glad
so
we
much.
Had a chance to talk with you this yeah, morning. That's great.